Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Tactical Leader. Today, you have a solo cast with yours truly, where I'm going to be talking about my takeaways from J.M. Ryerson, who you heard from this past Monday. Before we begin, I want to go ahead and highlight again that this show is now brought to you by Knightley Productions. It's the production company that is backing this, as well as so many others, and it helps create tactical content that delivers. If you're a podcaster, a YouTuber, or you're creating content that you want to multi-purpose, head over to Knightley.productions and see how they can help you make that content tactical and deliver. My takeaways from JM, I really enjoyed a lot of what he and I spoke about. For Tactical Friday, it's going to get very granular, attached to the things that can kind of set the intentionality, set the tone for the day. And I think intentionality is like a really, really important aspect of that, that should be kind of hyped, where you can do certain things and you can check the block and you can kind of Hail Mary these rituals, these daily efforts, the daily practices, and you can kind of just do it. I know I've been guilty of that. Part of my morning routine, every morning, I write three things I'm grateful for on a mirror so that I see them. I want to start my day with gratefulness. I've done this for, honestly, since I got back from Afghanistan, because I started seeing a different level of appreciation attached to certain things: air conditioning, temp controlled water, food that didn't have shrapnel in it. I mean, silly stuff that, you know, I'm thankful for, I'm grateful for, because I'm not dealing with that anymore. But it turned into, as life got good, life got bad, I got away from it. I still did it here and there, but it turned into fitness general. Turned into, I have a roof over my head. Yeah, absolutely. Am I grateful for a roof over my head? 100%. Especially in the more recent of times, it's truly a blessing to maintain a roof over my head some days. And it's one of those that I kind of checked the block for far too long on that intentionality piece. And I think a lot of it is really focused on, you know, making sure you have those daily practices. You have the things set in your day where you're very intentional about yourself, right? I wake up at 4 a.m. every day. There's a thing I do. You know, I've done it for years. Military probably forced it on me more than I recognize, but I've always been, I shouldn't say always. As soon as I started my fitness journey in my mid-20s, I've been that guy that first thing in the morning, I want to work out. I want to set the day intentionally with physical activity. It keeps me going. It keeps my energy levels up. It just sets the tone for the day. Like, all right, the first mountain has been climbed for the day. And I want to get that started like that, where I don't like working out in the afternoon. So that's a piece of like my morning where I focus on getting my body right. And then here recently, I've started incorporating more of that self-mastery piece, where just like I go to the gym every day, I'm trying to integrate. And again, it takes a while to establish habits, right? Have I missed several days here recently? Sure. A couple back to back, every other, you know, it's an interesting piece that you gotta really focus on something like journaling. I actually enjoy journaling. I have 3 or 4 notebooks, and I found that even this podcast, these solo casts are journaling of sorts, but I carry notebooks everywhere I go, and I have a few different ones, one that's for military, one that is in business stuff, and then this personal one. And journaling is one of those pieces that I found is kind of fascinating, where JM talked about when he journals, he focuses on what trends does he see? Does he see any trend in what he's talking about, what he's writing about? One thing I've noticed is I ask a lot of questions, and it's kind of curious to me. I'm not sure why I ask a lot of questions. Maybe I'm just that curious about who the hell I am. That's a big piece that I know we're going to talk about this Friday with JM, is like, who are you? How do you find out who you are? I think that's a really fascinatingly big question. Finding out who the hell you are, especially those that are transitioning, you know, vets that are losing their uniform, losing their community, losing their friends, law enforcement, going from the corporate world into business ownership, entrepreneurship. There's another piece of like, hey, you kind of have to redetermine and identify who you are. But beyond that, a piece of that is understanding the value you bring to the world. And I was asked this once upon a time, my business partner, Jesse Smith, he challenged me. He's like, hey man, what value do you see yourself bringing into the world? And it took me back. It kind of took me back where I was like, I don't know, you know, cause it wasn't a question of like, oh, I'm a soldier, so I protect, or I'm a cop and I serve. I don't have that necessarily anymore. Right. So it turned into a very personal, what do I, Zach Knight, personally bring into this world of value? And I couldn't answer the dude. And he's by far one of my closest friends, by far, knows more about me than damn near everybody. And I have a block in my mind of like the value attached to who I personally am that I present to the world. And it's an interesting piece where, as I've started sitting with myself more, there's a very, very difficult task some days. Sitting in solitude is not a strength of mine. It's funny, I'm an introvert. I enjoy, I guess you wouldn't know it given if you know me or if on this show, I might not seem it, but like my recharge rate is at introvert levels. But sitting with myself is not necessarily a part of that. Where I'm an introvert, I want to be quote unquote alone, but I guess it's more of, I don't want to be alone. I just want to be still. I want to be quiet. Usually I prefer distraction attached to that, having friends hang out or whatever, where it's kind of more low key, watch a movie, you know, something where you're not, my mind's not going, because I found that the more my mind goes, the more everything else goes. And that's kind of a difficult spiral. As I talked about with JM, at one point, it's like, you know, a level of PTSD that I have is called avoidance. And I didn't realize there are so many subsects of PTSD, where I think of PTSD as the guy that, you know, the car backfire, and it's that reactionary PTSD. And that is absolutely a factor at times. I don't think any of us can say it's not that twinge. If you've had something blow up near you in a war zone, in a combat zone, it's one of those that if it sounds the same, it's, you know, walk like a duck, talk like a duck. If it goes boom like a duck, I duck, you know? So it's interesting, you know, there's that piece, but there's also this avoidance piece where I have a tendency to avoid those feelings. I have a tendency to avoid, if you know me, I don't mind conflict. Like, I don't avoid conflict. I have tough conversations with people. I will tell you straight up how it is, but I won't look in the mirror and tell myself straight up how it is. I avoid that. I avoid those emotions. You know, I compartmentalize a lot of these things. And I think that's a big piece of what we're going to hit on this Friday with JM is it's going to be, you know, who are you? How do you figure out who the hell you are? You know, what is it that you can do to embrace that emotion, recognize it, and then act appropriately? Some tactics of how to go about that. And that is what this show is all about. We want action steps. We want to go out and we want to take action. But in order to take action, you have to know what you're taking action on. You have to know what the problem is. You have to know what's broken. And that is a big word that a lot of people hate that I use. And I don't really care because I am broken right now. Physically, mentally, I am broken. So many people say, don't say that. Well, now that I know it, you tell me all this fluffy shit about my arm and this injury I've got. If y'all aren't tracking that, yeah, I've got a little bit of nerve damage in my arm. It's one of those that, like, you tell me I'm not broken. Well, shit, I can't use half my hand. I can't feel half my hand. You know, can't really do any push-ups anymore. Military, Army 101, can't do a damn push-up. And it's one of those that, like, you can't say I'm not broken. I am broken right now, 100%. But now that I recognize it, I can do something about it. Now that I see a problem, whereas before with the fluffiness, no, you're fine. Nobody cares if you have PTSD. Nobody judges you for it. It's good. You're fine. No. Don't sugarcoat that nonsense. And maybe that doesn't work for everybody, but for me, like, I want to recognize, I want to set my expectations. I want to manage my expectations to the point of, like, if I don't know it ain't broken, how am I going to fix it? You don't fix what ain't broken. So if it's not broken, how can you fix it? So for me, like, now that I know, now that it's been pointed out, now that it's been highlighted that PTSD avoidance is a thing, who knew? Now I can stop avoiding. I didn't know I was avoiding before. I didn't know I wasn't being vulnerable, as I've talked about for months and months and months. I've talked about being vulnerable, but I haven't been. I've challenged clients. I've challenged friends to be vulnerable. Go be vulnerable. Go tell your truth. And you know, I can't do it. And some people say, no, you're very vulnerable attached to this podcast. And what I love about my therapist is he said, bullshit, there's so much more you should be telling the world. And, you know, having that conversation with him and then having this conversation with y'all is it's invaluable, because it's one of those, I got to quit avoiding that, because if I keep avoiding it, I'm never going to fix it. So tune back in this Friday. I really challenge you. Come back, listen to the action steps, listen to the things that JM and I talk about how you can go about finding out who you are, how you can go about finding your inner self and loving your inner self. Talk to y'all soon. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast. And I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Knight Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit nightprotectionllc.com.